I'm here. Sorry, I'm late. Oh my gosh, you guys. All right, no excuses. Since Facebook went to, I'm going to blame Facebook. Facebook went to Meta and they changed things around, and I have to relearn it every time. And I'm 60 years old. I don't know how to stuff, so I've called Pam, and here we are. But you know what? Have faith is our topic. So I had faith that I could do this, and I did it. So hallelujah, raise the roof, baby. Have faith. What does that mean? Faith is a little word, but it has such a huge meaning, and it can change our lives. Faith is so much more than just belief. You know, belief is, yeah, I think so. I think that'll happen. But you kind of like hedge your bets. You know, it's like, I believe it. It's true. But when you have faith, I believe it. I know. I know. It's the difference between thinking something is true and knowing something is true. That's what faith is. Vivekananda was a great teacher, and in Vedanta, he kind of brought Vedanta to the West when he came here. And he said, you can't have faith in God until you have faith in yourself. So he always said, have faith in yourself. Who else are you going to have faith in? Have faith in yourself. Such an important message. You know, when the chips are down, have faith in yourself. When you're doing great, it's because of you. Have faith in yourself. Don't like give the credit away to somebody else. You did it. It's great. So I thought we'd look today a little bit about what Krishna says about faith in the Bhagavad Gita, because he has a lot to say. And there's actually one chapter, chapter 5, which is called Renunciation. And renunciation is giving up attachment. It's giving up attachment to the fruits of our labor. And in a way, that's a big way of having faith. You know, that's it's knowing that whatever the outcome is, it's God's will. And you know that Carrie Underwood song, and it's about the girl driving on a dark night in the rain and the baby in the back seat, and then she's car starts spinning out and she's like, Jesus, take the wheel. That's faith. That's faith. That's surrender. That's letting God take care of things for you, because God's taking care of everything for you anyway. But when you have faith, it's knowing that God is behind all things and all reasons and all seasons and all opportunities that come your way, no matter how we judge them to be. It's saying, Jesus, take the wheel. God, you're in charge. Mom, it's up to you. Mother's will. That's faith. And that is the best, because it will get you through anything. It will get you through anything. Having faith teaches us to have patience. Having faith teaches us to have acceptance. You know, having faith teaches us to have gratitude. There's so many amazing things that come with this one quality. There's another chapter 17 of the Gita that when we did the song, and you can see the music video on youtube.com/coffeetalk, where it says Om Tat Sat, have faith that's true. Om Tat Sat, have faith that's pure. Om Tat Sat, have faith. That, oh, it's have faith that's strong, have faith that's true, have faith that's pure. And then Krishna says, and I'm here for you. When you have faith, God is there for you. God is there for you anyway, right? God is there for you all the time. But when you have faith, you know God is there, And God can rest to your side and be there and make things so much easier for you. So having faith is having that, you know, conviction that whatever happens, it's going to be okay. Okay, so in chapter 5, let's see, he says, Krishna says, life is full of opposites that take us off our course. We move towards lust or hatred by an invisible force. So those are our desires swinging us towards desire or aversion. And we want to take the middle path. And he says, giving up desire and letting aversion drop away breaks up the clouds of delusion that colors the sky gray. He's saying it helps us see more clearly when we understand that our desires tie us to the material plane, whatever it is we want or whatever it is we don't want. Those are the things that keep us stuck here on earth. Those are the things that make us think that our goal is something material, is something worldly. That's not the way it is at all. When we give up those desires, we can see clearly. The clouds part. There's a clear blue sky. The going is smooth. Road is clear. Nice. Smooth sailing. There's, let's see, he says, you know, Arjuna is asking him, should I take action or should I meditate or what do I need to do? And he says, Krishna says, take the path that calls to you and follow it through all its bends. Seekers meet and find that in the same freedom, both paths end. So it doesn't matter if you have faith by working really hard, doing what needs to be done, and knowing that without any attachment to the results, you're going to be fine no matter what happens. And he also says, pray about it and know that God's by your side and have that faith and conviction, but also take the steps. Okay. Let's see. He says, when the heart is made pure, and the senses are tamed, when the body is obedient, and in all Atman is named, in all God is named. So it's like giving God credit. I'm doing this for God. I'm not doing it for the paycheck, for the money, for the name on the building, for, you know, the accolades, the likes on Facebook, whatever. You're doing it for God because it's the right thing to do. He says, then as you take action, you'll find no effort spent. No matter how you move or speak, it's all Brahman that's expressed. Life becomes easier for us because it's, when we have that faith, it's easier for God to move through us. We're not fighting it anymore. We're not saying, this is the way I want it to be. Who's the I anyway, right? Who's the I, this ego? No, we're saying, this is for God. Let God's will be done. Jesus, take the wheel. I'm in it with you. Move through me. Work through me. I'm here for you. This is what Krishna says to Arjuna. I'm here for you. We can show up and be here, be present, so that God can work through us. That is having faith. That is having really good faith. So let's see. He says, the enlightened have a peace of mind that keeps them calm and balanced. Unfazed by the good or bad in life, they remain in Atman's bliss. When you aren't pulled in those two directions, when you have this balanced life, when you trust that everything's taken care of and you're on the right path, that, you know, God is showing you the way, you have the bliss. You have the bliss that you're looking for. It's right there in your heart. It's right there where it's meant to be. It's as simple as that, and it's as difficult as that at the same time. Because we have to get out of our own way. You know? We have to have faith in ourselves, knowing we can do it, and have faith in God to know that God's got our back and that God is going to make sure that the best possible outcome for us happens. Not what we think the best possible outcome is, what God knows the best possible outcome is for our spiritual growth. Because that's what it's all about. We're here on this earth for our spiritual growth. No other reason. We might think we're here to get married and have babies and have a job and buy a house and, you know, have the latest fashions or whatever. Distractions, distractions, distractions. As soon as you start evolving spiritually, getting spiritually mature, you'll see that those things don't sustain us. They don't bring the bliss that God brings to our lives. So when we start knowing who we are, we have faith in who we are, and then we know our intricate, beautiful, perfect connection with the divine. And how can we not have faith in that? How can we not? So I'll just leave you with that, and I'll say, Om Tat Sat, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thanks for joining me.